have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you gotta have a boy. You and V gotta have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oh, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
And lastly, our daughters, Natalia, Gianna, and Bianca. You know, I hope that tonight is not, you know, you guys know that, you know, if you do the work, you work hard enough, dreams come true. You know that, we all know that. But hopefully what you get from tonight is the understanding that those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway, that is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will. And if you guys can understand that, then I'm doing my job as a father. Thank you guys so much. I love you. And, Mamba out.
Kobe Bryant lost his life at 41 years of age far too early in a helicopter crash there in LA yesterday. Nine other people were on that flight, including his daughter, Gianna, who was only 13. They're all traveling to play a basketball match. And to talk about Kobe Bryant and the legacy that he will leave, our basketball correspondent here on RSN Central, Corey Homicide Williams. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
It's a tough time, isn't it?
Definitely a tough time. A tough time. The basketball and sporting world is mourning for one of the greats. Not to mention a family's in mourning for the loss of, you know, a father and a husband. Yeah. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Vanessa Bryant and their other three siblings, three girls. So it's just a sad time. It's tragic. This is tragedy. You know, if you made a list of a million people, you know, and who's dying today when you wake up, you're not thinking Kobe Bryant.
No.
He's iconic. He's legendary. And that's the last person you would think would be a topic of discussion of death. And, you know, it's just extremely unfortunate, but we were blessed to have a player in our lifetime that brought this many highlights and joy as he did on the court.
When you think about Kobe Bryant, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Five championships. This is the closest guy we've seen since Michael Jordan. The torch was passed to him. He was the next best thing to Michael Jordan in this generation. And I mean, you know, I've been looking at his statistics and his career highlights and achievements in the last 24 hours. And, you know, you got 20-year career with the Lakers. His jersey numbers both are retired, 8 and 24 by the Lakers. 18-time All-Star, 15-time All-NBA, 12-time All-Defensive Team. Five championships, two finals MVPs, one regular season MVP, represented USA twice, and got two Olympic gold medals in London and Beijing. So his body of work is incredible, unbelievable. Career 25 point per game average. Five rebounds, four assists in a 20-year career. That is ridiculous, you know, and the transition after the game, he made it look effortless. He was a huge advocate for women's basketball. You know, people don't know the Mamba Academy, the Los Angeles Sparks was going to this upcoming WNBA season, was going to be their practice facility. He was really close with the LA Sparks due to the relationship he has with Derek Fisher, who's the coach of the LA Sparks. So he was just, you know, he even stated there's women right now that could play in the NBA. So he was a huge advocate for basketball, women's professional sport.
When you listen to all of the tributes about Kobe after the last 24 hours, there's one particular point that really is talked about a lot, and that is his drive to be the very best, his work ethic.
It's the work ethic, you know. It's giving 200%. It's waking up 4 o'clock a.m. and going to work out, be the first player in the gym, the last player to leave, to lead by example, to want the very best out of everybody he worked with. That's what he was about, pushing people to get the absolute best out of you. And that's all he was. He pursued greatness. He was different. Whenever he got on the court, he wasn't around there messing around. It could be a 20-point game. He's trying to take your head off every time. And that transition, that mindset, that's why it was effortless for him to transition after the game, because of that mindset. And everybody, regardless of what walk of life or what profession you are in, you can implement that into your life and push yourself to be the best you could possibly be. That's all he was about.
He was one of the most unique athletes in a way that he could transcend the sport of basketball, because you didn't need to follow, or you didn't have to follow basketball, but everybody knew Kobe Bryant.
Definitely, and that's what he was about. That's what made him unique. He was becoming that spokesman. He was actually becoming bigger than a basketball player after the game with all his movements. You know, he wasn't that angry ball player anymore. He just became the complete opposite. He was smiling all the time. He was giving so much advice. He was just dropping jewels everywhere he went. You know, he was pushing the game forward and teaching the game all over the world. So he was actually becoming more of a global icon than he was when he had the jersey on.
Can you just speak, I know you're from New York, but how would the city of Los Angeles be handling this disaster at the moment?
I mean, it would be hard to handle, you know, because it came out of nowhere. You know, you got to look at this like the death of Michael Jackson, the death of like Prince. You know, Skip Bayless earlier yesterday said like the death of like Elvis Presley. And some of those deaths weren't tragic because you knew they had a lot to do with their own death. This was tragic because he didn't have anything to do with this. And it's just, people are coping. It's very, very difficult right now for the sports world, people in general. It just sucks.
Because
it really does.
He was unique in a way that he decided to bypass college. He played high school, and I think he was the youngest player at that time to debut in the NBA at 18 years of age.
Yeah, I mean,
for the LA Lakers. And who did he get recruited first by, and then was traded that day to LA?
Portland drafted him, I'm correct. Portland drafted him, and then the trade happened. And remember that little beanie kid? Skinny kid with his little beanie head in the playoffs, he shot those air balls.
Yeah.
And everybody ridiculed him. And they lost. And ironically, his last game in the NBA was against Utah when he dropped 60 in his final game. That was Kobe Bryant.
He shot 81 one night.
He shot 81, second highest scoring in an individual NBA game effort. 81 points. That was the year, funny enough, I got cut from the Toronto Raptors. So I'm always saying, damn, I would have had the best seat in the house had I made that team, because I'd have been on the bench getting no playing time. So I would have saw every one of those buckets. But that was just Kobe Bryant.
I was listening and reading all of the tributes coming to said about Kobe Bryant around the world. One of those was Dwayne Wade. He's one of the great basketballers to play the game as well, superstar for Miami Heat, and this is what he had to say.
Today is one of the saddest days in my lifetime. It seems like a bad dream that you just want to wake up from. It's a nightmare. I know we all feel the same way about such a great leader, just a great champion, a great person. If you got a chance to know Kobe, you got a chance to really know Kobe. Ain't nobody better, man. Emotions are all over the place. These are the moments when you ask why.
So that was Dwayne Wade on his social media platforms there, paying tribute to his great friend in Kobe Bryant. He gave himself his own nickname. Can you explain that homicide?
I don't know. I didn't know he gave himself.
No, Mamba.
Oh, the Black Mamba.
Yeah.
I mean, that mentality is just like, you know, he's just, I'm coming to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm that dangerous. You know what I mean? And one touch of me, you're dying. It's almost like the kiss of death. You know, and you just, it's just unfortunate, man. You see one of the great champions, a great human, you know, a sporting icon, die like that.
And it was rolling coverage throughout America there yesterday on their channels, all the major TV stations, paid and also free-to-air television, played a role in coverage, basically, of the death of Kobe Bryant. LA and the Lakers and the Clippers, the NBA, have decided to postpone their match, which was meant to be played tomorrow. And you can understand why, homicide, because that city is in mourning. And we heard a few of the players, the Clippers played there yesterday and won, but the Lakers, I think, arrived back after a road trip there yesterday in LA, and there was shots of LeBron James crying there on the tarmac. And obviously LeBron just surpassed him as the third greatest ever scorer in the NBA. And he was talking about Kobe 12 hours before his death. And we haven't heard LeBron after his death, but he would be a broken man as we speak, like everybody else is. He'd be doing it tough.
Definitely. He loved Kobe. He idolized Kobe. He even said that Kobe saw him when he was 15 years old and, you know, just kept telling him, keep doing your thing, push hard, work hard. Gave him a pair of sneakers. He said he wore those sneakers like almost every day.
Yeah.
And they were a size too small. He didn't care. He took the soles out and like, these Kobe's, Kobe gave them to me. That's how much he idolized and respected him. And for him to pass him the day before.
Yeah.
And for that to happen the next day, and they didn't find out till they landed. It's just sad, man. It's tragic.
And we've seen Nick Kyrgios there wear the Lakers jersey. Kobe's number 8 there as he warmed up before that Nadal clash there last night. And he was so brave, Kyrgios. Probably nearly the best tennis match he's played
at Grand Slam level.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible. I watched the whole match.
And he mentioned that Kobe inspired him when he was a breakdown in that fourth set. He found a way and he dug deep. So, yeah, he'll continue to inspire Kobe and his legacy will live on. There's definitely, no doubt about that.
Definitely.
While we've got you here, it's been a tough 24 hours, 48 hours for everybody who loves sport because he was a hero to most people. Mikey Valisaris, you're a basketball lover. Good morning to you. Kobe was a person that everybody knew, everybody looked up to, and they wore his jersey. There was posters of Kobe at your mate's house. There was Jordan, there was Kobe, and then there was probably LeBron.
I'm actually devastated by this news, and I never knew him. I only watched him, but it's heartbreaking, and for his family and his daughter, who was 13, it's just, it's gut-wrenching.
And there was 9 people that died in that tragic helicopter crash in the hills of Los Angeles, and they're all heading to a basketball match, parents and the young ladies, they're heading there to play basketball. So, it is heartbreaking, and I think America and the world will be hurting for a long time.
They will be.
What about the NBL over the weekend? Any surprises there? Melbourne United really need to start to get there. They need to get going and quickly.
They're not making finals.
Mm.
They just don't have it in them. They play the Perth Wildcats tomorrow. They're not going to win that.
No.
They play Brisbane after that. They're not winning in Brisbane.
If you're in that organization, who's under pressure then if you don't play playoff basketball?
That whole team is under pressure.
Yeah.
The whole team. And unfortunately, it goes down to, you know, coaching as well. You know, you could look, as a coach, you can put all instructions out all day, but if the results aren't coming in, you know, everybody has to answer to whatever the result is, good or bad.
Is Sydney still the side to beat?
Sydney has an incredible team. I'm tipping the Perth Wildcats. Miles Plumlee last game, He's just getting better.
Yeah.
I say, I don't even worry about these seven games, me personally, because he needs to get his legs under him. He needs to understand the team concept. He needs to understand what Coach Gleason actually needs from him. He needs to know what his teammates are going to do in certain times of the game, and that goes with playing games. So, and at the seven-game mark is where I'll begin to look at him, because seven games is more than enough, in my opinion, to be ready for finals.
And Cairns continue to be one of the great sporting stories in the last 12 months, I think, in this country, to do what they've been able to do.
Definitely.
And play playoff basketball with their salary, the roster that they've got, where they're situated in the landscape of basketball in this country. They have showed up a few teams that should be doing a lot better. So hats off to Cairns.
Hats off to Cairns and the Brisbane Bullets.
Yeah.
Are in fourth place. They're a game ahead of everybody in fourth. Cairns is in third, about two games ahead of everybody beneath them, at least. So, I love the fact that two teams like Cairns and Brisbane get in.
Yeah.
It's not the same old stuff. When it's the same old stuff, it's boring.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to predict. That's why I love sport. The level of unpredictability is the best thing about it. You don't know who's going to win. That's why I rate this league the way I do, because you don't know who's going to make the top four. Kansas floating right now. People are still like, well, I'm not convinced yet, because they're so used to the usual suspects making it. Guess what? It's not happening this year.
Hey, Homicide, I know it's been tough for you and all basketball lovers, sporting lovers over the last 48 hours with the death of a sporting legend, one of the great athletes of all time in Kobe Bryant. His daughter, Gianna, and those other families, we're also thinking of them that lost loved ones in that tragic helicopter crash in Los Angeles there yesterday morning. We appreciate your time, Homicide, and we'll catch up with you a little later on in the week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There's Corey Homicide Williams joining us here on RSN Central. Time for a quick break.